So for me, the programme was hugely positive and a brilliant opportunity to step away from the core MFL curriculum and teaching French, Spanish or German to engage with our students in what it means to be multilingual in British schools. So what I like about the programme is it's not just languages as we would think of them in the traditional context, so learning French, for example, but it brings in sign language, it brings in coding, it brings in emoji language, and really encourages students to reflect on what being multilingual means to them, and that there's not this set bar of you need to know a certain number of words in order to be able to call yourself multilingual or able to speak another language. I think for me there were two standout elements of the programme that I really enjoyed. So the first one was when students had to take photos of languages in the community and really engaged with just how many languages are spoken in Peterborough. That also tied in really nicely for us with the GCSE element of the photo card. The second one I'd say is when they had to go and interview and talk about languages with either friends or family. And they came back in really buzzing with just how much they'd discovered. For example, realising their best friend spoke Polish at home and made them reflect and engage with the project a lot more. So I think what would be most effective is teaching it out with the MFL classroom. So I think students are very used to us as MFL teachers exploring the importance of multilingualism, but it would be have an even bigger impact if it came from a teacher of another subject. And I think it's the sort of activity that would work particularly well on an off timetable day, in form time, or perhaps in languages week through assemblies. Yes, my first would be that it's been a hugely valuable project and well worth devoting curriculum time to and stepping away from our core delivery of French, German and Spanish to talk about multilingualism. My second would be that it's been hugely valuable for raising the profile of languages within the school. And the third would be that it has really encouraged students to reflect and recognise what it means to be part of a multicultural and multilingual society in Britain.